With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. We've been telling you that organic blueberry growers can now get similar yields and returns as conventional growers, thanks to a 10-year study at Oregon State University. Professor Bernadine Strick says the first of the three keys they found was planting in raised beds.
We showed our cumulative yield over the 10 years was 22% higher on raised beds. So even though you can't use mechanical weed control options on raised beds, that increased yield and return far outweighs anything else in terms of planting methods.
Strick says the second was using a weed mat mulch instead of sawdust, which was the industry standard at the time.
What we found after 10 years was our weed management costs were so much lower when we used weed mat with either the same yield or increased yield using weed mat. And so that had a huge impact.
Strick says that impact was seen significantly in expenses.
When we use weed mat in the row, our weed control costs were $6,500 an acre. That's total for the study from 2006 through 2014. And that number includes materials, labor, installation.
Strick says using sawdust resulted in costs double that. Third is adjusting the nitrogen rate in fertilizers, with many cultivars doing fine with lower nitrogen rates, cutting costs of organic fertilizers, which can cost 10 to 20 times more than conventional. Welcome back to Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. With us once again is Valent's Allison Walston, and this week we're talking organic. So Allison, is organic farming the sustainable future of agriculture?
Maybe not. A new German study proposes that organic farming is not as sustainable as once thought. Organic farming averages lower yields than conventional, and to maintain the current level of food production, converting organic to large scale would require more land use.
Well, certainly scale has to play into this, so what about local versus global for organics?
Locally, organic farming has a great fit because middle to upper class areas can afford the extra price. Organic farming and produce might not be the best option for developing countries.
Well, so I guess bottom line then, the question is, what is the future of farming?
The future is using a smart combination of both practices. Check out the study link on the Washivore Facebook page.
Thanks, Allison. Join us next time for another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Fruit Grower Report.